Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet and Parak Gimel Mishnah Hez. We continue our discussion regarding Bishul on Shabbos, regarding cooking on Shabbos. And Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet is going to be discussing the halach of water that was heated up in a spring of water. Says the Mishnah, Maiseh she'osu anshei tzeveria ve'heviu silon shel tzonen l'soch ama shel Chamin. It once happened, there was once a story that the people of Tveria in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, they placed a pipe for cold water in a canal of hot spring water before Shabbos, and their intention was that the cold water that would be drawn into the pipe would be heated by the surrounding water, which was hot. It was a hot spring, and the water in the pipe would become hot and cooked on Shabbos itself. Says the Mishnah, Amru lehem chachamim, the chachamim said to these people of Tveria, what you did was completely and totally usur. And why exactly is that so? Because you're cooking. And therefore, in b'Shabbos, if the water was heated or kept hot on Shabbos, then kechamim shehuchmu b'Shabbos, and it has the status of water that was heated on Shabbos, asur b'rechita uvishasiyah, and that means that the water that was heated on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bathe in such water, and you're not allowed to drink such water on Shabbos, that if it was heated on Shabbos itself. However, b'yom tov b'chamim shehuchmu b'yom tov, if the water was heated or kept hot on Yom Tov itself, then the water is treated as if it was heated over a fire on Yom Tov, in which case, what's the halacha? Asurin b'rechitza umutarin b'shesia. The halacha is that such water is forbidden to bathe in. If you take a shower, for example, on Yom Tov, you're still not allowed to heat the water. That's why you have to have cold water in your shower. You can't heat up water on Shabbos in order to bathe. However, such water is permitted for drinking. You are allowed to drink things and to cook anything, food or water, to eat or drink on Yom Tov itself, and therefore you would be allowed to drink the water if it was heated up for on Yom Tov, but not for bathing. And if it was heated on Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to use the water for bathing or drinking as well. Now we're going to continue to discuss other cases of water that was heated. It says the Mishnah, Mulyar Hagaruf. If a mulyar, which is like this cleat, this utensil, that would be used for heating water, and it basically consisted of this one large bowl for water, and that large bowl would be surrounded by a small little container for the coals. So what's the halacha? So if you have this mulyar, this utensil with this that was used for heating water, and it was emptied, or you got rid of all of the coals on Shabbos, there's no concern that a person is going to stir the coals on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Shosin Heimenu b'Shabbos. You're allowed to drink the hot water that was left in it on Shabbos, because the Bartanura points out, once the coals were removed from this kli, then this kli is not hot enough to adhere to the water, only to keep it hot, and therefore, if as long as it's not adding heat, but it's simply maintaining its heat, then you're allowed to use it. Similar to, let's say, a blach is similar type of thing where it's maintaining its heat. It's not necessarily cooking it or heating it up to begin with. However, says the Mishnah, antichi. When it comes to an antichi. As the bartender says, it's like this copper container with a double bottom. It's like this two double-layered bottom with space for coals between the two bottoms. Says the Mishnah, Afal Pisha Grufa, even if you did empty it completely of its coals before Shabbos, Ein Shosin Mimena, you're not allowed to drink hot water that was kept in it on Shabbos, because at the end of the day, with this particular kli, the heat becomes trapped between the two bottoms, and therefore the heat doesn't escape even when the coals are removed, and it's going to remain extremely hot. It's going to remain something that's capable of cooking, and therefore you're not allowed to use these items, these hot water from this antichi, but you are allowed to use the mulyar on Shabbos. Continuing now with Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey. Now there are two concepts, just by way of introduction, to Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey that we should be aware of. An item that was on the fire, a pot, a kettle, and so on, is referred to as a kli rishon, the first vessel, the primary vessel of a particular item. By contrast, there's something called a kli sheni. A kli sheni is the utensil, is the container, is the item that the food was transferred to from the kli rishon. So if I have a kettle on the flame, and that's considered a kli rishon, then I pour the water from that kettle into another cup. That cup now has the status of a kli sheni. And for all halachic purposes, we assume that a kli sheni, even if it's hot, and maybe even just as hot as the kli rishon, but halachically we assume the kli sheni, the second vessel that the food was or the drinks were transferred to, does not have the potential, does not have the ability to cook anything on Shabbos. So that's in terms of the kli rishon versus the kli sheni. Now for now, we assume nowadays on when it comes to anything on Shabbos, so we actually are even more strict. We extend it not only to a kli sheni, but really to a kli shlishi, which perhaps we'll discuss a different time. So now we're going to discuss various halachos based on this difference between the kli rishon on the one hand and the kli sheni on the other hand. It says the Mishnah HaMecham Shepinohu. If you have a kettle, which again is considered to be a kli rishon, that's the primary vessel that was on the fire, and you remove this kli rishon from the fire itself, lo yitin l'sochub tzon b'shvil sheicham. It says the Mishnah, a person is not allowed to put a small amount of cold water into it in order to heat up the water, because at the end of the day, the cold water that you're putting in is going to be cooked in the kettle. You have a hot kli rishon, you're putting a little bit of cold water into it, that cold water is going to heat up. However, says the Mishnah, aval nosin hu lesocho, but he is allowed to put a large amount of cold water into this kli rishon, o lesocha kos, or he can put even a small amount of cold water into a cup of hot water. So if you take the water from the kli rishon, you pour it into a kli sheni, and then pour a little bit of water into that, that's also a way, says the Mishnah, you are allowed to do that, kidei lahafrishon, lahafshiron, in order to warm up the cold water, because in both of these situations, the water is going to simply be warmed up, but it's not going to be cooked. It's not, whether it's the case of the kli rishon, where you pour a ton of water into it, or it's the case of the kli sheni, where you pour a little bit of water into it, we assume in both cases, halachically, the water is not going to become cooked, and therefore you're allowed to do that on Shabbos itself. Continues the Mishnah, ha'ilpas va'kadeiro shehaviron mirutachin. If a pan or a pot, again a kli rishon, was removed from the fire, and the stuff on it are still boiling, it's still hot enough that one's hand, let's say it's yad soledesba, which is what the Gemara describes it as, that your hand would recoil, would move back if it came into contact with these boiling food items. Says the Mishnah, lo yitein lesochan tavlin. You're not allowed to add any spices to them because the spices are going to be cooked. Aval nosin lesocha ka'ara o lesocha tamchoy. But you would be allowed to add spices to hot foods, even if they're boiling. But if you move them into a kli sheni, then we assume that these spices would not be cooked, and you would be allowed to add the spices to that, but not to a kli rishon, where the spices are going to be cooked in the pan or in the pot. However, we're going to see Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Yehuda on Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, disagrees regarding this case of the spices. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lakolu nosein, says Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to add spices to any type of hot food, even in a kli rishon, as long as it has been actually removed from the fire. Chot midavar except for food that contains vinegar or a fish fat. According to Rabbi Yehuda, spices are not what we refer to as kalei habishal. They're not considered to be items that cook easily, and therefore they may be added even to a kli rishon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But again, we don't paskin like that. Rabbi Yehuda, though, would agree that it is usher to add spices to food that contain vinegar or fish fat, because they are sharp substances that can cause even spices to become cooked, and therefore that would be prohibited even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalid taught us. First, a story where the people of Tveria placed a pipe of cold water in a canal of hot water, hoping to heat up the cold water in that pipe. And the Chachamim said to them, this is absolutely prohibited. We assume that the water in the cold water that now became hot in that pipe has the status of water that was cooked. And therefore, if it was cooked on Shabbos, then you can't bathe in it, you can't drink it. If it was cooked on Yontif, then you can't bathe in it, but you can drink it, because again, you are allowed to cook up hot water on Yontif itself. And then the Mishnah discussed these two different types of interesting kelim. Number one was the muliar, and muliar, which basically where a person, it's basically this large bowl for water that was surrounded by a narrow a narrow container for where the coals would rest. And we said that if you empty the coals before Shabbos, then you're allowed to drink the water in this mulyar on Shabbos itself, because it was simply being maintained. Its heat was being maintained. It wasn't actually being cooked on Shabbos itself. However, said the Mishnah, this antichi, which basically has a double bottom, these two layers where the coals are. So even if you remove the coals, says the Mishnah, we're concerned that it's still going to be very, very hot and it's going to cook the water, and therefore you would not be allowed to have water in that antichi on Shabbos, because it's not maintaining the heat, it is actually cooking the food on Shabbos, which is certainly not allowed. And then in Paragil Mishnah, hey, we discussed a Kli Rishon versus a Kli Sheni. Kli Rishon, which cooks the food, a Kli Sheni, which halachically we assume does not cook the food. And we said that if a Kli Rishon that contains hot water was removed from the fire, you're not allowed to put even a small amount of water into it in order to heat up the water, because ultimately we assume that you're heating up the water, you're cooking the water on Shabbos, which is certainly not allowed. However, says the Mishnah, if you are allowed to either put a large amount of cold water into the kettle, into a Kli Rishon, because that would be maintaining and lowering the overall heat of the kettle, which would not be cooking the water, the water would not be cooked in that situation. It would simply be maintained. The heat would be maintained in that situation. Or he's allowed to put a small amount of water as long as it's in a Kli Sheni, as long as it's in that secondary type of a Kli, that secondary type of a utensil, of a pot and so on, that it was transferred to from the Kli Rishon. And then Perek, and then the Mishnah continued by describing if a pan or a pot was moved from the fire, and then it's still considered to be a Kli Rishon, and the food is still boiling, it's still Yatzo Letzbo. So we said that you're not allowed to put any sort of tavlin, any sort of the spices into them, because ultimately the spices are going to become hot and they're going to be cooked, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. However, you certainly can add spices if it's a Kli Sheni, where there's no cooking that is taking place. Rabbi Hudi disagrees and says, no, but you're always allowed to put tavlin, even in a Kli Rishon, because they're not kali habishal, they're not items that become cooked easily. And therefore, Rabbi Hudi is of the opinion that you can put tavlin, spices in anything, even a Kli Rishon. We don't paskin that way, and we assume, generally speaking, that you're not allowed to put spices in a Kli Rishon, but you certainly can put them in a Kli Sheni, which doesn't cook them on a halachic level. But even Rabbi Yehuda said that if it's an item that's either a vinegar, contains vinegar, or fish fat, those things cook very easily. They're very sharp, and because they're extra sharp, we assume that they would cause even spices, even tavlin, to become cooked, which would not be allowed even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Have a great day.